Nationwide, 7,900 food banks take part in programs to supply fresh, locally grown products for school lunch programs. They're about to take a big hit, as will 533 small farmers who produce food for 55 food banks in California. Congress designed two programs to create local partnerships between school districts and local farmers to purchase nutritious food. Congressman Jim Costa represents the heart of the San Joaquin Valley farming region. Along with local leaders, Costa decried what he called a buzzsaw approach to these essential food programs.
More than one in five Californians struggle with food insecurity every day. Think about that. One in five, a state of 40 million people in the richest agricultural region, perhaps in the country. And in Fresno County, it's one in four. So these kinds of efforts are important to ensure that when we talk about America First, it seems to me feeding our students who are food insecure ought to be among the first things that we do as Americans.
Fresno County will be hard hit. Michelle Cantwell Cofer oversees the county's 31 school districts and 29 charter schools, teaching 206,000 students. She says 90% of the students qualify for food assistance programs, and they will feel the cuts every day.
The reduction of access to fresh, healthy foods for students is a tremendous threat to our ability to educate our children. We've been saying it more and more frequently that good health and access to healthy foods is a prerequisite for doing well in school. Without this funding, again, food banks will struggle to maintain fresh foods for our students, impacting student health, their ability to focus in our classrooms, and their academic performance.
Fresno City Schools spokesperson Nikki Henry estimated they will lose $500,000 that they spend to buy high-quality local foods. Henry cited studies that link good nutrition to learning. And she emphasized students receive meals that are not only filling, but also fresh, culturally relevant, and appealing.
This next round of funding would have allowed us to invest up to potentially $2 million directly into local agriculture, expanding opportunities for farmers, improving food quality, and keeping our dollars circulating in our own backyard. Instead, we're now faced with this funding cut that forces us to make difficult decisions.
Food banks are the logistical center of these food programs connecting farmers to schools. Natalie Caples is CEO of Fresno's Food Bank, and she warned that cuts will disrupt the local purchasing program, LPFA, and the Food for Schools program, LFP.
LFPA has really shown over the last couple of years how government can effectively support local growers and producers, and it also demonstrates the key role that food banks can play in this partnership. And to boot, we know that there's bipartisan support for LFPA's support of local agricultural economies.
Farmers in California will also lose. Paul Towers spoke for the Community Alliance for Family Farmers of 8,000 small and mid-sized growers who are rushing to adapt to $47 million in cuts for farm assistance by the feds.
The termination will have significant impacts for farmers in rural communities, scrambling to find new markets, to figure out where to send the food they've already planted, to figure out what to do with the seeds they've purchased or the equipment they've already purchased. And it will also mean 39 million fewer meals for hungry families.
Congressmember Costa stressed that the cuts for food programs will reverberate throughout the nation. He noted that his congressional district and Republican David Valadao's district next door are among the most distressed in the state, with a quarter of their populations food insecure.
I think these are cuts that are not only detrimental as more people are turning to food banks and other organizations with the challenges of high grocery bills. And of course, the president talked about trying to reduce the cost of food. Well, this isn't the way to do it, nor is it, I think, mindful of the challenges we face among people in America who are food insecure. This is just wrong-headed.
Jim Costa promised to fight the cuts in Washington, along with pressure from school districts and farmers around the nation. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.